I'd say it wasn't quite as flat as the Nottingham Forest one. I think that was a slight improvement, but I mean, we started certainly. And again, listen, I don't want to take any credit away from Rotherham, because I think Rotherham came and did a very, very good job on us and thoroughly deserved the victory. But I think, you know, if you look at the way we started, you could see after about 2 or 3 minutes we were off the pace. We didn't defend well enough as a team. We didn't move across the pitch well enough as a team to stay compact, and we just let Rotherham get into some really good spaces just by us not doing our jobs properly, really. So whether that's the emotion of Tuesday night's game, whether that's the energy expended of Tuesday night's game, I couldn't really tell you that. What I could say is, you know, we entered into a schedule of 7 games in 21 days, which I think is hellish for anybody, let alone a team with a fairly small squad. And we knew it was going to be tough, you know, and it has been. And so far, you know, our performances over the last, well, I'd say the last two home performances have not been good enough. What I can say from a slight positive is that we didn't just launch the ball up the pitch, you know, like we did against Forest. We tried to play, we tried to get into good positions, but just didn't have the quality on the day to really unlock Rotherham. And when we did get half chances, we didn't show a quality to take them.
The goals were pretty uncharacteristic to concede as well, weren't they, from your point of view?
Yeah, they were, yeah. Again, you know, two players that have been excellent for me, Michael and Gleese. I mean, Michael gave the first one away, really, really simple pass, and they ended up countering diagonal ball. But again, we should defend really, really well. I won't go into the details of it, but, you know, as a back four, we've got to make sure there's not those type of gaps. Took it well. Second one, very uncharacteristic, slipped from Gleese and gave the ball away, and they score from it. I mean, you won't see two goals like that, certainly at the start of our season. You probably won't see two more goals like that again. But unfortunately for us, you saw two in the same game. So, and then after that, really, listen, Rotherham are always going to counter you when you're trying to play high up the pitch and have so many attacking players that we've got. But I think that was the story of the game. You know, we didn't have enough guile to break through and to create enough. And they've scored from two, you know, poor mistakes from our point of view. And that's what the game's about. You know, you can start the season really well. You can take all the plaudits. You can tell everyone how good they are. But sometimes against a team like Rotherham, you have to work harder, and then you have to show a little bit more desire and a little bit more bite. And we didn't do that today.
The second goal was a sucker punch, because you'd just made a couple of changes. You'd thrown a lot of positive players, attacking players onto the field.
Yeah, well, that's what we said at half-time. I just said, look, you know, all I want to see second half is just keep trying to play and be a little bit braver. In the first half, we didn't pass the ball well enough at times. Looked a little bit edgy, and again, whether that was because of lack of physical freshness in us, I don't know, but we looked edgy on the ball. That's when you got to have people stand up and want the ball, and you got to have people move, and you got to have people being bright. And I didn't feel today our attacking players were anywhere near as bright as they have been, albeit they've not had great service, but, you know, it was a little bit disappointing.